We wake to noise, the dim bumping of a plow clearing new snow. Outside the window, white flakes stream downwind. A few turn in the air currents close to the house. A soft whistle in the attic above. Late December, between Christmas and the New Year, an interlude. We lie late in bed, doze, mumbling, then sit by a wood fire reading poetry, housebound by the wind and drifting. Pillows of snow load the spruce. Snow traces the lines of ruinous, bare wild apple trees. I imagine writing another kind of poem, a long letter to my friends at the gate of the year, a notebook that captures what's here and immediate, the black dog plunging her face in white drifts joyfully again and again, or this morning's breakfast, coffee and apple turnover eaten while I scribble lines begun as I stood naked at a table in a cold upstairs room, long wise lines to resist neatness, rhyme the too tightly worked, to make a landscape of thought, incidental, slow. The final digit of the date is about to change. Letters wait to be answered. All of this to be set down instead of venturing into the cold. So here I am, old friends, at the kitchen table with a pen and lined paper, to address the living and the dead, my witnesses, in bleak winter when the lost return. 3 years ago at this season, belated out of a muddle of messages, word came, Claudette, that you were dying, dead. In the last years we were a continent apart, sent notes, made arrangements, phone calls in the night, breakfast in Montreal one good summer day. You were studying theology, struggling to breathe. I was counting your cigarettes. The pros of friendship. We watched each other live our other lives. And Tom, how you were found. You'd fallen dead while sponging from your leather jacket mud from a drunken tumble. Or was it some accosting in a park? Never to know after that sudden departure. Outside the kitchen window, snow streams past a landscape in black and white, lines that shape the emptiness of our expectation. All landscape begins with the horizon. If I draw one line across the page, I have sky and earth, and beginning with that horizontal, space opens itself around each dark stroke, a map of close and far. Black isosceles triangles encode the winter spruce in deep snow. Weigh anchor, sailors. We will set our course for what is beyond the dim line, where the eye sees the world's end, to China or to the stars.